A Specky Man Has a Breakdown, Day 41. It's 8 p.m. and I'm knackered and hungry, but I'm recording this anyway because why not? I'm chuffed. So I was supposed to be just reading instead of freewheeling like that. But anyway, so the post today says, took delivery of the proof copies today, held one properly for the first time, and felt on the whole chuffed. The left and right hand pages work well together. The mix of images does what I hoped it would. The tone of the writing seems right. And then there's a picture on this page of one of the double page spreads, which is obviously much harder to really see properly on a computer. But when you open the book and you see one piece of paper on the left facing another piece of paper on the right, it's either satisfying or not. And the one that's on the page is a double page spread showing a yellowy green faced miserable specky man. So though it's a miserable specky man, it's a very happy specky man looking at the photograph and looking at the picture of looking at the book as I took it out of the box this afternoon. The text continues. I'll send copies to a few people who might just possibly give me a quote for the cover. While I wait to hear back, I'm going to allow myself to sit with the book as a book. I still need to work out exactly what to do with the ISBNs. For now, on one of the copies going out, I've drawn the ISBN by hand. And there's another photo, roughly sketched ISBN with wonky bars on the back of a proof copy of the book. And if you look at the photo, you can also see that I hand wrote the title of the book and the name of the author, me, on the spine. And the text on the back of that proof copy is just about visible, but I'm not going to read it to you now because you've heard it all before, I'm sure. And it's dinner time. If you haven't bought a copy yet, it's not too late. And then there's a link to the buying options and the shipping costs. Remarkably, there are just 209 copies remaining. If you know someone who'd like one, please pass this on. If you or someone you know is struggling, please call the crisis line and or take a look at Reasons to Stay. Thank you for listening and have a good evening, night, morning, whatever it is where you are when you happen to listen to this. And I can tell you're listening because you're hearing me say this. Thanks.